Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Anna Elmquist and talking about something this is a season for, and that is Relay for Life. Good morning to you, Anna.
Well, good morning, LaVon.
You know, Anna, I say this is a season for Relay for Life because this is when it's happening, but of course some people work on it all year long. But let's talk about the Audubon County one that's happening today.
Okay, our event is this evening or late afternoon in Exira at the City Park. And it's kicking off at 4:30 with the cattlemen are making steak sandwiches, and we have salads and chips and bars, and it's a free will donation. Mm. They start serving at 4:30, and they'll serve until 7. And the meal is, you know, like we say, it's a free will donation, but survivors eat free. So when you go through the line, you'll either have your survivor shirt on or just tell them that you are a survivor if you didn't grab a shirt. So we'd like everybody to come and eat, and if they aren't able to stay, take it to go, you know.
Just okay, that's a good
sure
idea.
Make sure you get a good steak sandwich from the Audubon County Cattlemen.
Yes.
Tonight.
So what about shirts? You said survivors can get shirts. What time and where do they pick those up?
They can pick those up at the park, and if they're at if they're in Audubon, they can pick them up at the Audubon State Bank today too. They can go in there and pick one
okay.
up, so they have it when they go. Otherwise, they could pick them up that evening.
Okay.
So they're welcome to do that too. Yep.
And this is all at the Exira Park, which is located where?
Right in the center of town on Main Street.
You can't get much closer than that, can you? I mean, it.
No, you can't miss it. If you go through Exira, you're going to hit the park.
Exactly.
That's right.
Very good.
And the we have slide and auction and petting zoo and stuff, and we have the opening ceremony starts at 6. Then we have Star Spangled Banner and prayers and survivor talk speakers. Bill Ridgely from the Torrey's Angels Foundation is going to speak. We have other speakers from radiology departments, and Pat Washburn is going to be there, and I think she's the one that has the car that everybody gets to sign. So we get some newer things there, and
well,
we have
fun.
A luminary ceremony. You can buy luminaries, you know, even today at the Exira Library or at the Audubon State Bank for $5 a piece, and decorate those up with your in memory or honor of, you know, someone that you care about that's been touched by cancer. And we have silent auction things, and we have a live auction at 7:15, and then the event will close at 8:00.
So, Anna, I know you've been working on this for a while, but you mentioned that you try to have something new. There are those kind of traditions you want to carry on, like luminaries, but you also have some new things. You want to just highlight the new things this year? Is the card signing, is that new this year?
Yeah, that is a new event this year, and I don't know a whole lot about it, but I know the lady comes, and she's a caregiver and a speaker. She does that, and I guess I really don't know a whole lot about that whole event. I'm sorry, but
well, you know what, Anna, that says something good also, that you know, you have to have an organizer, but the organizer doesn't need to know about everything if they've done a good job of getting the task done by someone else.
Yeah, and today I have to throw out kudos to Christy Knudsen and Katie Glade, because they've kind of taken the helm this year in Exira, and they're doing a fantastic job, and we couldn't be more proud of them. So they're really stepping up.
Good. And it takes that community working together.
It does take a village. It takes a village. And then I want to make sure while we're talking that on Saturday we have the riding the bike ride from Hamlin to Brayton, and I believe that starts at it's a traveling the trail against cancer, and that starts at 7:15 to register in Hamlin. It's $25 to participate, and you get a T-shirt. And they're riding from Hamlin through Exira and then to Brayton, and they'll have breakfast at Mel's Diner in Brayton following the event. Then
that should be motivation.
Yeah, good meal. I might just drive to Brayton and eat.
Yeah, there you go. And if you'd pay your $25, they wouldn't care at all.
No, they wouldn't care either. They wouldn't care at all.
No,
right.
And so that's one example of Relay for Life is one scheduled event, but it goes on lots of other places and lots of other times as people continue to raise money.
Yes, that's correct. It's,
yeah.
It's we're kind of working on this thing. We take a break, but it seems like the wheels are spinning. We start working on this, you know, in January. So we're always trying to come up with something new. And we're gracious that it rotates back and forth between the two city parks in Audubon and Exira. So it's a whole, it is a definitely a countywide event. Yes. So that's a great thing.
Just going to mention that because I think that's a little unusual as you look around the counties that do Relay for Life, the cities who do Relay for Life. I'm not sure when that tradition started, but that going back and forth, I think that's a great idea, really.
It seems to work well, and we get a lot of support from both communities, mm-hmm. and, it really is a great thing for the county, I think, too. And we're getting a lot more younger people involved mm-hmm. in it as some of us, we're getting
ready to carry on.
Fade out a little bit, So we got some great new energy coming up with great new ideas, so that's awesome.
Oh, that is awesome. That's speaks well for the whole community effort that goes on. So you talked about food, you talked about speakers, and you mentioned Star Spangled Banner. Is there any other music that goes on during the evening?
Lauren Christensen from the winery is going to be performing, too. He's going to be performing around 7,
okay.
and then kind of as needed, if there's a lull in the thing, he's going to pop up and sing again, I believe. So,
good.
And we enjoy our Thursdays over at the winery, and he's really good entertainment. It's a wonderful venue there, too, so that, another thing in the county that we can brag about, right?
I bet, exactly. We're visiting with Anna Elmquist about the Audubon County Relay for Life, which is happening this evening. So, Anna, how long have you been involved with this event?
Oh, my goodness.
Too many years to count?
It's been over 25 years, I think.
Doc
Barnes, asked me to help with one little table one. Then he had the hook in, and we haven't stopped running since. So
That's great. So why do you... you said Dr. Barnes asked you initially, and I'm sure that's one good reason you got involved, because Dr. Barnes asked you. But why do you continue to be involved?
Well, we just have a lot of friends and family that have been touched by cancer. And just recently, my grandson, Hudson, who is 4, was diagnosed with lymphoma leukemia. And he's done with his first year. He's got 2 more years of chemo and treatments, and he is cancer-free, but it's just a battle that you fight. Mm-hmm. There's lots of ups and downs that you learn about with treatments. It's not, just because they say they're cancer-free, there's just still a lot of things that can go wrong because your immune systems and things, and it takes a whole family and friends and everybody to get through it. There's just a lot of support that's needed And every day they get closer to a cure to diagnose it earlier. And I know there's many different types of cancer and everyone's different. But, the money goes to a good cause, and we got to keep fighting. We just got to keep fighting. We can't give up on anybody. So,
yeah, as you say, every it almost seems like every day, maybe not that often. But you keep hearing, here are new things happening, new things that the scientists are finding out that may help a particular kind, a unique kind of cancer. It doesn't answer all the questions, but it may help one kind and one
That's
person.
That's right. It's one at a time. So,
yeah.
And I want to thank you for taking the time to visit with me, LaVon.
Oh, you
I
bet.
I appreciate it
always,
immensely. And
always.
Come out and join us tonight.
That would be fun, because I know you're going to have a really great event. So just review, Anna, time and place.
Okay, it's at the Exira City Park, and it kicks off at 4:30 with the meal. Program starts at 6. The meal served from 4:30 to 7, and closing ceremony is at 8 when they'll start lighting the luminaries around 7:15 or 7:30 and stuff. But, yeah, come join us.
Okay, and so the plan is that you will be finished about 8 o'clock, so folks can have a great evening, see people they haven't seen maybe for a while, so it's a whole social event as well as being a great supportive event. And we want to thank you, Anna, and all of the other people who make this happen, because it is so really, really important. So have a good evening.
Okay, thank you much.
Uh-huh. Until next time, here is a thought from Mickey Rooney.
Oh, hi, Hudson.
You always pass failure on your way to success.